The next patient is San Juana Ballesa. The first name, S-A-N-J-U-A-N-A. Last name, Ballesa, B, like in big beta, B like in beta. A-L-L-E, Z like in Zulu, A. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old Hispanic female that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3A-3B. The most likely situation is that she has nephrosclerosis associated to multiple comorbidities. The latest laboratory workup that was done in February the 9th of 2024, the serum creatinine is 1.36, the BUN is 36, and the estimated EFR is 42. The patient has elevation of the alkali phosphatase for the first time. Very slight elevation, 178, and the highest range is 175. In the urinalysis, the patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is 105. The albumin creatinine ratio is 12. The patient has been in stable condition, and she is advised to decrease the sodium intake and to decrease the excessive amount of fluid that she drinks. Following number, type 2 diabetes that has been treated with several medications, including the administration of Jardiance 25 milligrams every day, Novolin R, Ozempic, Pioglitazone, patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.4. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, she has a history of hyperlipidemia. This hyperlipidemia is going to be reevaluated during the next appointment. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, this patient had a PTH that was elevated and a calcium that was elevated. But during this investigation that was done on February 28th, it shows that the calcium is 10.3 and the PTH is 79. It was 109. For reasons that are not clear to us, this hypercalcemia is corrected. However, we continue to monitor. Following number, the patient has morbid obesity. She has a BMI more than 35. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 14 weeks with laboratory workup.